Blog Talk Radio.
Some stuff going on tonight. We're going to be talking about getting cars ready for next year. A couple of little things I want to shout out before we get started. Bobby Childs, like Dog calls him, Bobby Childs, Bobby Childs. I damn it, Bobby Childs. Happy birthday, man. One day late, but hey, we got it in. I couldn't do a show on Sunday night just for you. And after the show's over tonight, Showtime wants to do a short in there for a little while. He's got something concerning the racing world that's going to be coming up. Not sure what it is, but it's always going to be interesting. You know, of course, you know Dog's going to stick his nose in it, so we're going to have fun with it tonight. You know, I'm going to do one little thing before I get started here. We normally have a prayer, but I've got a little Lakota short prayer here for you. It's Mother Earth, thank you for your beauty and for all you have given me. Remind me to never take from you more than I need and to always give back more than I take. You know, it's all about keeping the world together and keeping the families together. It's not seeing how much you can take out of the world. It's what you can leave behind for everybody else. Okay, getting back to a little past history, I have been working trying to find someone in the Department of Transportation Services, DOTS, and I've got somebody. I talked to them this afternoon. They're going to be working their schedule so they can get with us probably within the next 2 weeks. It's going to be Sergeant Steele with the South Carolina Department of Public Safety, which is the highway department. And they're going to be giving us the lowdown on what is coming up, what is in fact, and the best way that we can safely tow our equipment without having any problems. So it's taken a while and a lot of phone calls to finally get somebody that was willing to come on the air. I've called probably 20 different departments in different states. Nobody wants to go online and talk about this. It's one of those things, like we've said before, it's a slippery slope for them, and they don't want to give out any more information than they can or they have to. But I told them it was going to be on an open forum. And any question that came up was going to be game. So expect it when he came on. He said he'd be more than happy to help everybody that he could and give them as much straight information as we can, you know, get from him. The racing season has already started. I was going to say fixing started. It's already started. You know, you start winding up getting your cars ready for this year. You know, have you started looking at your car? Have you checked the safety equipment? And when I'm talking about checking the safety equipment, have you checked the seat, the way it's attached in the car? I've had a car that I was looking at first of last week that the seat was loose. He said he was used to it because it would just slide back so far and he knew where it was going to go. But as it slid back, it loosened up his seat belts. So make sure your seat is in there sturdy and properly mounted to the floor or to the roll cage. Make sure your seat belts are properly mounted in the car. You know, these things are there to save your life. They're not there just to be uncomfortable to sit on. If you don't use them and these cars hit the wall, let me tell you, it gets, there's a lot of things inside that car that can hurt you. So let's get these seat belts on, make sure that they're current within standards of where you're racing. Some sanctioning bodies say you have to change them every 2 years. Some racetracks say you don't worry about it. Check them,
hey,
make sure. Yes, sir.
I just got a doggone text in, and a man said, say he got a nitro system, Ernie. He said he got his system split up on his fogger. He said one side coming on and one side not coming on. And he said the side that is coming on, he said the damn solenoid is hot as shit, too hot to touch. What's going on with that, Ernie?
If you've got one side that's too hot to touch, first thing I'm going to look at is I'm going to check the amperage draw on that coil. And if the coil is drawing too much, or even if it's not or not drawing enough, look at replacing that coil. I also want to find out why the other side isn't coming on. Is it not coming on because of a wiring problem that the coils are wired parallel and not in series? So we want to make sure that it's wired properly. If it's wired properly, then we want to start looking at the coil itself.
Well, Ernie, now me just knowing by common sense, that's a very damn that's a dangerous situation there, because if one side of the motor come on and the other don't, what's the worst case scenario in that, Ernie?
Of course, the worst case scenario is if one nitrous solenoid doesn't come on, you've actually got twice the fuel going into the motor. So that's going to make the motor run rich. If worst probability is you could backside a piston. We're getting too much fuel into the motor.
Okay, so when they split them systems up, though, don't the damn car be running on one half, and it don't supposed to run on one half too long, honey?
If you split up your systems where you're turning on one half the motor and then turning on the other, you want to. My rule of thumb is not to exceed 0.4 seconds from left to right, but if
yes,
you have one solenoid that's not coming on. So your nitrous solenoid is not coming on the other side. Then even though you've staged it, when it does call in for the whole system to run, you're only going to have one nitrous and two fuel solenoids coming on, which is going to cause the motor to nose over.
Okay. That was just a question I got texted in. Go ahead on, Ernie. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Train of thought here. Your nitrous bottle location. I've seen a lot of the nitrous bottles where they're located inside the car. Check these mounts on the inside of the car. Make sure that you don't have any fractures in the mounts around the neck. That's the only thing that's keeping that bottle from running around inside the car. And make sure you have a remote vent safety going off the side of the bottle valve down through the floor. By all rules, if the bottle is in the car with you, it must be safely vented outside of the driver compartment. You don't want that minus 128-degree nitrous coming inside that car if there is a problem. So check your mounts. Make sure they're good and solid. Make sure the nitrous line isn't crimped or running by any battery wiring that could be chafed. Make sure it's not crimped. Make sure, you know, that's one of the problems with the bottle standing straight up. As the line comes out, people lean into the car on the passenger side, they'll crimp that sucker. Well, if they crimp it, you're going to have problems with your nitrous flow. Make sure that it's got a good arc to it, maybe even a little support. And you also can get a spring and put it over that line that'll keep that line flexible so it doesn't bend down. If the line does get a crimp in it, you're not going to be able to see it, guys. So if it's bent, it's bent. You need to replace that connection or put a new connection on it. Lifting it up is not going to make it worse. At best, you're going to have a situation where you lift it up and the nitrous line cracks, and then you've got a real mess to work with. So you know, just run the safety equipment down, and let's also go back and look at trailer safety. Actually, while you're down and not going down the road, now's the time to get those brakes off the trailer. Go through them, repack the bearings, put new seals on the back of it, check the tires. You know, I have seen too many trailer fires this year that people lost their complete rigs. And usually it's because of something, the brakes locked up something in one of the axles gave way because of the bearing wearing out. Put the right grease in the bearings on these tires, I mean on these wheels. And by greasing them at least once a year, you're not going to have the problem of a bearing running dry or a tire going flat. And when we're talking about tires, make sure you got the right rating on the tires. You know, I've talked about this before. You can't run a light truck tire on a car trailer. It's designed to go on light trucks. And if you've got a bigger trailer, 28, 30, 36 foot, if you don't have at least a 14-ply rated tire on that thing, you're going to replace tires going down the road. You know, make sure you got two or three spares because it's going to wear them out just from walking going down the road. It starts acting like a snake, breaks down the sidewalls, blows the sidewalls. Before you know it, you got a tire wrapped up around the axle. If you don't chuck it off and tear up the side of the trailer, it can get up underneath the trailer and create a fire. These are things that you need to check now. It's
man,
extremely
but that
important.
Why my damn tires keep blowing out, man?
Well, yeah. It probably more tires blow out from being overloaded than any other reason out there. I mean, yeah, you can hit something in the road. You can have a bent axle. Extremely rare. But an overloaded tire on a race operation is the largest reason of having a tire failure. And, you know, I've been there. Hell, you know, I bought a brand-new trailer. It had, you know, six-ply tires. Okay, they put it on there from the factory. Well, first time I pulled it to Bristol, Tennessee, and I put three tires on it, you know, I figured there was a problem. I ran
Ernie,
out of spares.
Ernie, let me ask you a question about that, Ernie.
Yeah.
Hold on now. If you bought a new trailer and they had six-ply tires on it, but it requires 14-ply, how'd they get away with that, Ernie?
Trailer manufacturers normally will put on what they've got available unless you specify a different weight. So if you just say I'm ordering a trailer, you give them the stuff unless you specify heavy duty axles, tires, rims, they're going to put on the minimum standard. They don't care what the trailer weighs as long as the tires can carry the load. You start adding.
Well,
load,
all right, hold on a minute. I got a load on there right now. William Brown, you got something for Big Ernie already?
Yeah, hey, look, Ernie, I had that same problem with three or four trailers, and I found out the Maximus, they got a low-range, E-low range tire, which is compatible for a lightweight truck tire, and they hold up a lot better than the D-rated tires that come up on come from the trailer from the factories.
Oh, yeah, D-rated tires are basically what you'd put on a standard pickup or a heavy car. You know, you need
Ernest, now, I ain't mean to break you and William Brown up, but y'all talking like y'all know what y'all talking about, and I'm over here sitting there and don't know what the hell y'all talking about D-rated and E-rated and all this shit. Could you break it down for us dumbasses?
Okay. The tire manufacturers have a rating that they put on a tire. It goes from A to right on down the alphabet, and it's to duty rated on the tire, the load rating, how many plies it has in the sidewall and how many plies it has in the tread. It's how well the tire is going to hold up to a load. Your standard car has a C or D rating. That's normally a 4 to 6 ply tire. Your light trucks would have a D to E rating. And they would probably also designate by an LT on the model number of the tire or the size of the tire. It would be like a 235, 75, 16 LT. That means it's supposed to work with a three-quarter ton truck. Your E ratings get into the six plies. The F, G, H, and up that way, you can get up to a 16-ply tire. Now, 16-ply tire is what you would normally find on a 10,000-pound low boy with tandem axles, tandem tires. That's where you're going to be pulling a bulldozer or a heavy backhoe. I tend to buy those tires and run them on a regular race car trailer because you don't have problems with them. A heavier tire is not going to create a problem. A lighter tire will cause a major problem. You could buy one, and heavier tires don't cost that much more. A D, E-rated tire, probably going to be in the $110, $115 range for a good one. A 16, 14, 16-ply tire is only $145 to $150. It's going to last you. You'll probably never replace it. Now, they're heavy.
Okay, well, Ernie, hold on a minute. When you start talking about them tires, I start getting some hands up. William Brown, you still that? Don't go nowhere. I got a question for you, too, but these guys might answer it myself, so let me see what they're talking about. 803-0188, go ahead. Anyway, hey, William Brown, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm
William
here.
Brown.
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, what size trailer you got?
I got a 32-foot vintage.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to ask a question to William Brown, Ernie. I want to hear what he got to say. Then if it ain't the scientific answer, Ernie, I want you to chime in on it. Well, you know how we all do, man. We try to save money. Now, if you had, say, for instance, some regular big tires on the trailer when you first got it, and unfortunately, you know, your money a little low and you found something that maybe was a size or two sizes smaller, if you did have to use that, where would you put the smaller tires in?
Well, on my trailer, I got a spread axle, so I can't put no different size tires on it because the way it was built, it distributes the weight equally to each axle onto the trailer. But I guess
so. You mean to tell me you take one tire, you couldn't put a smaller tire on that rim?
No, not on that spread axle. If you're gonna do it, it'd be like putting a different tire on the front of your car, like a donut. It's going
to
lean.
Okay, well, then I don't need that. You ain't no good then. Ernie, answer that question for me then, Ernie.
If you have a tire that goes out, where would you put a lighter-duty tire?
No, not. I don't care what it is. It could have been what I'm asking you, Ernie. You know, if I got a certain size tire on the trailer already, a big tire, I'm going to just say a big tire that comes with the trailer, but then I went back and bought some more tires that was smaller than that, they're still going to rim though. Which should I put on the? Where should I put it, on the front or the back of it? How should I put it?
Most trailers tend to be nose light, so if I did that, I would put it on the front as a temporary matter until I've got the proper size tire. I've seen very few of the tags, and even fewer of the fifth wheels that were actually nose heavy. In fact, if anything was nose heavy, it'd be more of a fifth wheeler than anything else. So I would definitely probably put it on the front.
Okay, now you might be right, cause I just got a text in and said I put it on the lighter part of the trailer. But now how you know what's gonna be the lighter part of the trailer? Is that if your car facing in or is your car facing out? Which one makes the trailer lighter?
No, look at the way the trailer is hooked to the truck. Is the truck back end pushed down? If it's pushed down, then it's nose heavy. If it's not, if it's trying to lift up a little bit or just lightly floating, then it's tail heavy. It has nothing to do with where the motor is, because you've got tools, gas, four-wheeler, depends on where all that's laid, loaded, the generator. So you're going to have to look at the trailer and see how it's riding to figure out where to put it.
Okay. Well, okay, I'm asking all these questions because these are the damn questions I know people out there want to ask because they text me this stuff. What if your damn trailer, what if your trailer pushing down on the truck all the time, don't care what you got it or how you got it mounted?
If it's pushing down all the time, then I would put it on the rear because that tells me we're going to be nose heavy. Also, make sure that the tires you put it on there. Now, when you're talking about the difference in the diameter, most of the time you're only talking a half inch, maybe an inch difference. Even though that little bit doesn't sound like much, you're going to get extra wear on that tire because it's not rated for the load. It's also going to want to scuff more than the other ones because it's not making full contact. And when you put it into a turn, it's going to drag sooner. So expect that tire to wear out a lot faster than the regular tires.
Okay, appreciate it. William Brown, what kind of goddamn trailer you got? You can't do that. Somebody else hit the one button and let me know if William Brown telling the truth. Cause I, William Brown, you mean to tell me you can't change the size of the tires on your trailer?
Well, you got to change both of them, and that was the first thing when I ordered the trailer. When they told me you can't use it as like a three axle trailer or like a regular trailer because your axles are spread and it spreads the weight equally on the tires. So I can, if I set my car in there right, dog, I can almost jack the tongue up and the trailer gonna sit even without it hooked up to anything.
Hey, well, Ernie explained something to me, and I almost got it, but I'm still confused now about that. About you can't put another tire on there. I'm still confused though. I might sound dumb out there, y'all, but I am, cause I'm confused. I still don't get the picture.
Well, a spread axle is designed so that each axle, each tire, has the same amount of load. If you put a smaller tire or one that doesn't have the proper loading, it causes the whole weight and center of gravity of that tire to shift.
Okay,
so you
tries to lean
to the light side.
Hold on, Ernie. Is that right, William?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it now, then, Ernie. I got it now. That's what I was looking for. I got it now. I see it throw the whole balance off when it's a smaller. I got it now, Ernie.
Okay. One thing, also look at the tires on the trailer. Now they're going to be marked with a P, LT, an ST, or a T. Now, the P stands for passenger car. If you've got a passenger car tire on your trailer, it's going to die. An LT is light truck. It's going to last a little bit longer, but here again, it's not made for a heavy load, especially if you're pulling a fifth wheel. Fifth wheels put a tremendous amount of stress on the tires and the wheels. Your STs are special trailers. Those are the ones that can get all the way up into the 14, 16 ply ratings. And the more ply of the tire, the more weight it can stand and the higher usage it can stand.
Well,
if you've got
I hate to break you off again, Ernie, but I know the people out there loving me today because I'm doing what they're doing, and they just don't want to admit it. Now, you talking about the trailer. Now, Ernie, don't also the type of tires you got on your truck or whatever you're pulling with, don't that have some effect on what you're pulling and what size ply they should have and everything, too?
Well, your truck tires need to be rated for the truck that you're pulling and the weight. I mean, you wouldn't want to put a standard passenger car tire on a truck and then expect it to pull a heavy load and not only pull it, but stop with it. That's one of the biggest things you've got to look at when you're pulling a load is not can you get it going. It's going down the road, is it going to want to squirm like you've got broken shocks under it? And that squirming can be from broke shocks, but it also can be from the sidewall rating on the tires. The truck and the load, it's just sitting there working back and forth, floating on the rubber, trying to break it in two. So you've got to have tires of the proper sizing designation and make sure you've got the proper air in them. To give back to an example, a D-rated tire is an 8-ply tire. A C is a 6-ply. An E is a 10-ply. An F, a 12. A G is a 14-ply. An H is a 16-ply. And you can go all the way up to N, which is a 24-ply. You're only going to see that on heavy off-road equipment. But the bigger the number or the letter that you can get in a tire on a trailer, the less problem you're going to have with that tire. And you're going to put the load balanced between the tires. You're going to have the ability to stop. The trailer's not going to want to snake behind you as you're going up the mountains or down the mountains. And the way everybody's pulling today, running these mountains, if you don't have the right rated tire, that thing will squirm all the way down the mountain. And Mount Eagle is not a good place to find out if you got the right tires.
Okay, Ernie, I got another question in there for you. Can you hear me, Ernie?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, they said, can you put a car tire on a 20-foot dovetail open trailer, tire size 205-6015?
Can you put it on there? Yes. A code, a 60,
And before you go on it, what are the 20-foot dovetail open trailer? What is that?
That's a drive-on trailer that you normally pull behind a small light truck.
Okay. Go ahead.
A 60 is rated for 550 pounds of load. So if you got four of those on there, the total load is going to be 2,200 pounds for the tires. Add the weight of the trailer on there. So your trailer is probably going to weigh 300-400 pounds. So if you put 300-400 pounds in a 3,000-pound car on there, you're almost a 50 to 60% overloaded. No, that doesn't work. You need to get into a heavier tire. Unless you got a lot of those to go through and carry spares. And as you carry more spares, you're going to have more weight on the trailer. So that's a race you don't want to get into.
Hey, Dog.
Yeah.
And
Ernie, hold up. Ernie, you still there? Ernie kind of faded out. Ernie, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, will you?
Anybody that got a new trailer, and most of the new trailers come with Goodyear tires on it, D-rated Goodyear tires, and should have warranty on it. Now, it's the same instance that happened with me. The tires started blowing out one by one, or the sidewall started spreading, or the belt started breaking. When Goodyear replaces those tires, they replace them with an E-rated tire. And they said why they do that is because when these trailer manufacturers buy these tires, they buy a whole container full or a whole warehouse, you know, full of tires, and they just got them sitting up there. But they found out that those tires are not compatible to what we do on hauling race cars and the heavy cars and all the tools and stuff like that. So when they replace them for your warranty, they replace them for E-rated tire, the low range of E-rated tire. So if anybody got a tire on a brand-new trailer that starts to blow out and stuff like that, once you get your warranty information from Goodyear, you go to Goodyear and make sure they replace it with an E-rated, low-rated tire because they will, and it won't cost you nothing.
Okay. Hey, William Brown, do you got a total home and all that stuff too?
No, I just got a 4,500.
Hey, okay, Ernie, if I could, Ernie, anybody out there that's got a total home or something, Ernie, do you got a total home, Ernie?
Yeah, we're a motorhome.
Okay, I'm talking about them old rigs like Mike Hill and all of them having and all them big-time guys have. If any of you guys out there listening, will y'all come on and tell what kind of tires y'all got, too? Because believe it or not now, we know the economy is bad. Everybody trying to scheme, but everybody trying to get the best buck. The best bang for their buck. So if any of you guys with the big rigs and everything want to come over here and give us guys some information, please do, because some people might be out there thinking about buying a big rig or something like that, and that might give them some information on what they need to buy first so they already know.
Dog, I can give you a little information on that, dog, because we got trucks. We got big trucks and stuff like dump trucks and tractor trailers. You're going to have you're going to have 11R22.5. You're either going to have 11R24.5, or you can go to the low profiles, which I think they come in 275, 65, 22.5s, and then you got 85, 75, 22.5s. And they go on.
Hold on, we got Big Daddy. I don't know. I think he might. Big Daddy, what you got to put in on this there, Big Daddy?
No, don't forget, you know, tires have dates on them. Sometimes them tires be sitting in them warehouses for years, and they finally get to them and they sell them. That's how a lot of guys be blowing out them tires, too. The dates on them tires, too. You know what I'm saying? Them tires be sitting for a couple of years, too, dog. Don't forget about that.
There you go. That's what he's talking about there is the cure date on the rubber. When Goodyear, Firestone makes tires, you know, they'll make a million. Now, they may sit around for 2 or 3 years before they're put out. After such a cure date, if they're not put out by the manufacturers, Ford, stuff like that, on the contract, then they're sent down to your third and fourth party sellers. So if you do buy a tire, make sure that the cure date on the rubber is within spec, because you can get one that's old, rubber already be hard, you can have internal cracks, and do not buy blims and put them on the steering axle of your truck. A blim is just that. They may tell you it's just for a sidewall blemish or something like that. It can also be because there's a problem with the belt or the safety bead around the rim. Blem tires are not a safe item to be running on any load at all.
I'm glad you said that because I remember back in the day, we used to buy them blem tires and them blem slicks and everything, and a lot of them said, oh, the only thing wrong with them, the markings on them just was wrong. So blem is mean it could be some serious stuff wrong with them?
Definitely. A blem is just that. It is a defective tire. Blemished can be whatever they want to call it. And I've had somebody tell me, well, you know, it's just the lettering on there. Well, I've gone back and looked at the lettering, and I've never seen a problem with the lettering. So to me, a blemished tire is a defective tire or one that does not meet the total standards of the manufacturer. And you're going in with no warranty.
Hey, but how can they legally sell them in, Ernie?
Because they're telling you that they're blemished to begin with, and they're normally branded with blemish on the side of them. So you're being sold a tire and told it's bad before you buy it.
Okay, I just got a text. He said, all you guys that's coming into this thing now, the way the economy is, instead of buying you a total home, he said, buy you a damn dually and a stacker, and you might come out cheaper.
Well, if you buy a dually, that's fine. Make sure the tires on the back of that dually are
rated and handle
the load.
Instead of a total home and a stacker.
Oh, a total home. Yeah, a total home is normally going to be built on a medium-duty truck chassis. Most of the time they're built to handle 26,000 pounds. So you don't have to have the CDLs and stuff. So, yeah, very seldom ever do you have problems with a commercial tire. Where you have the problems with is the lower-rated tires for the light trucks, the light and medium trucks when I get in, talking about up to the 350, 450, and 550s on the Ford ratings, the three-quarter and one-ton and one-and-a-half-ton pickups. That's where you have some serious problems. I mean, how many people do you know out there that's got dualies that have been running up down the road, blow out a tire, it takes out the gas tank, the exhaust, the fender, and screws up the damn trailer? That's all due to not having a properly rated tire to the load that you're pulling. It squirms till it just literally pulls the cap off of the tire, or it splits the casing along the side of the tire. That's all due from wiggle.
Well, Ernie, I got to admit now, you done gave out some good information and everything. We appreciate William Brown coming on there helping you out. But, okay, Ernie, if you ain't got nothing else today, I know you said you had a short show because you was trying to get over to some people to bring on here. But, you done covered up quite a bit, Ernie. You did a damn good job, as far as I'm concerned. So you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah, I'll turn it over to you, and I appreciate it. I've got some people I got to meet about the water leak that we had last week. Got it. At least we've had a change of weather. Man, that last week, like, it killed me.
Well, Ernie, before you do your...
I'm going to turn it over to you.
Now, Ernie, before you do your speech, I'm finna say it. Y'all stick around. Showtime got something. All you promoters, William Brown, y'all might want to hang around. Showtime got something you want to put out. I don't know what it is. But, Ernie, go on do your quick... go on do your quick coffee call, Ernie, and you can get on out of here because I know you got some business to take care of.
All right, I do appreciate it, dog. And if y'all haven't gone to the CompuCars Facebook page, go up there and tag in, hit a like or friend or whatever you do on that thing. And so we're putting specials up there. You'll be able to get them. If you've got any questions or any problems, you know, give me a call, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS, NITROUS, and it doesn't matter whose equipment it is, I'll help you every way I can to try to get you into a combination to get you down the track or help you with your engine problems, whatever I can do for you. Just give me a call, and remember, when y'all out there running around, you've got to stop by Ryan's Restaurant, Country Buffet, Hometown Buffet, Granny's Buffet, and Fire Mountain. The best food out there that you're going to have, friendly people, good food. It's a non-smoking, non-drinking environment. Take the family. And they're always running specials. Sometimes they just had one, two children eat free with an adult. So every little bit helps in today's economy. Dog, appreciate it. If y'all got anything, give me a call. I love you, man.
Okay, take care, Ernie. I love you. Probably see you tomorrow. You know I got some issues I got to take care of. I hope you can fix it out for me like you did my car this weekend. Appreciate it, Ernie, and we'll holler at you when we do, bro.
All right,
that was Ernie Ren. I got to find out. It's my man, Showtime. Showtime, if you're out there, hit the one button before I introduce you to come on in. We done got Big Ernie out here to quit today. Now. He got some business to take care of with them busted water pipes. All right, I see my man, Showtime, out there. Let me get y'all revved up before Showtime come on, though. Let me get y'all revved up.
NDORadio.com.
Westside, Bank Heat,
Mixtape Monopoly, huh?
Everything y'all did,
but it
been done. My shoe game.
This is NDO Radio, certified bank.
Instead of hollering about fuck me, now fuck that bitch.
Hey, y'all, excuse me, man. I just had to put a little humor in there because I don't know what my boss man Showtime got going on today. So I got y'all, get y'all in the mood, so. With that being said, we finna echo. I don't know what Showtime gonna do. I'm finna go on mute. Showtime, you got the flow, brother. Take it over, bro.
All right, can you hear me, dog?
Oh yeah, we hear you loud and clear, brother. Whatever you got going on, you got the flow.
Okay, man. Well, I'm about to make a statement here, man, and then after I make the statement, I'll be open to any questions or anything that may lay heavy on anyone's mind. All right. So I just want to say good evening to everybody out there, and I would like to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about an idea or perhaps something that has already been in existence, but we have gotten away from. Well, I've come to the conclusion that I must step up to the plate and become one of the leaders of development. There have been divisions created in the Grudge family from time to time. So as a result of this issue, I have decided to put systems in place. But the only way these systems will work is if we work together, developing these systems, from the existing promoters to the upcoming promoters. We have to pledge in wanting to make a difference this year. So here's what the Grudge Mania family offers to the families. We offer free representations to the family. We promote your shows for free. Doesn't matter if you're old or a new promoter. The family will assist you in pushing your flyers, working in the staging lanes, etc. Now, if you decide to contract your entertainer, that's between you and your entertainer. If you decide to contract a person or persons to run your race or run your staging lanes, that's between you and that individual. We are a nonprofit family. We are organizers and developers. Here are some of the systems I would like to see come into play. I would like to see promotion teams from every state that is involved in our arena. And I would like someone to head this department. I would like to see someone head the food department. And here's an idea. You don't have to provide us with money. You can actually provide us with the food. Here's how this would work. If Ronnie Brown is having a race, we need a family member in that area to bring a grill. All other promoters and families in that area will bring a dish or food to cook at his event. Vice versa, Ronnie Brown, in return, will send money or food to Mike Hill's race. This would be known as a supporting network. Now, what does the family want in return? We would like to have donations at the end of each event. These donations will go directly to the banquet at the end of the season and will also help one of our family members in need. This part will have to be sorted out by the treasurer. There will be more systems to come, but we must start with the simple ones first to master them. So in closing, these eight subfields involved within the system should be kept in mind. We have to communicate, respect, use honesty, be flexible, use generosity, curiosity, forgiveness, and belonging. So now, with me in closing, I just want to go back and touch just a little bit what I mean when I say promotion. I would like to see a person, if they're already in that state, and if there's a promoter in that state, I would like for that family member to go to that promoter and ask that promoter what it is that they can do to help his show be a success, whether it's passing out flyers or assisting them in any way, shape, or form that they can. I don't want to see divisions created within our family. We need to come together. We need to support one another. What do we have to bring to the table to support one another? I know we've said in the past that we would support one another, and we fell off the bus somewhere, and we didn't do what we say we were going to do. So I pledge to you that I will put my effort, my hard work and effort into helping us make a difference. So if there's anyone out there that has any questions for me, I will be more than happy to answer the questions, and I'll do the best that I can to help you. Now, there's more to this. I'm just touching the surface right now. There's more to this, but that will come once I set a meeting date if we have people that want to pledge to be a part of the family. This is not an organization. So I don't want people to say that this is an organization. This is a family that we're trying to put together. Okay?
Well, Showtime, you finished?
I'm finished, brother.
Well, now, I'm going to be the first one to ask the question now. Now, you mean to tell me somebody going to throw a race, and you're going to ask somebody to come wick that race, and you're going to try to say they're going to take out of their time to come wick a race, and ain't going to get paid?
Well, dog, like I say, you know, generosity, man. And it goes back to generosity. That goes back to...
Showtime.
Yep.
Everybody, the only reason we throw races, or the only reason they do races, is to make money, Showtime. If everybody was working free at the races, shit, who going to make the money? You having a free race or something?
No, not at all. We know the promoter is going to generate revenue from that race, dog. We know that. Okay. But I'm pretty sure, almost certain, that there are people out there that will dedicate their time to that promoter to work free, dog.
Okay, Showtime.
I'm pretty sure it is. Everybody's not about the dollar bill.
Showtime, we might not have to have nobody on the show but me and you, because I'm going to be honest with you now, and you my main man, and I'm with you 50 grand, but I'm going to be honest with you, Showtime. That sounds like a bunch of shit to me. It sounds like a bunch of dumb shit. You mean to tell me you're going to get, just like Phil's right now, I can't hardly talk and my throat's sore as shit. You're going to try to tell me you think I'm going to go out there and work and announce at a show all god doggone day just because I want to make a family and not get paid to do what I do?
Okay, dog. Now let me go back to this. Okay.
If somebody else come on this phone and hit the one button to help me out now, because I'm jumping on my boss man here. I might be fired tomorrow. But I wish I had asked you what you was gonna talk about, because I might have made like your mic was muted. If you had came out and said your mic what you just said then. If somebody else out there think I'm at a wrong, we need some input, y'all. Go ahead, Showtime.
As I say again, everybody is not for the dollar bill, brother.
If you're giving a race, Showtime, I'm going to ask you, if you're giving a raise, what the hell are they at then, Showtime?
What'd you say now?
If I'm throwing a race, what am I at if I ain't at the dollar bill?
You want to be a part of this family, man. You want to see the family come together as one. What you're trying to do, dog, is you're trying to make everybody happy. to be there at that race, to enjoy themselves, to
Showtime.
Not...
Showtime.
Yeah.
How in the hell are you going to throw a race to make everybody happy and ain't nobody getting paid? Do you know the average race, before they even start, they open the gates, they done spent $10,000 to $12,000? Where's that coming from, Showtime?
That's coming from their pocket. Okay, I'll tell you what, Dan. Without making a fan happy, you won't get a return on that fan.
Okay,
like,
okay, Showtime,
like
Showtime.
Just like
where's that $10,000
or $12,000
coming? Oh, Showtime, where's that $10,000 or $12,000 coming from that you already done paid for the gates open?
That $12,000 is coming from the promoter. He chose
okay, so
to
how the
that.
Hell he going
to
get his goddamn money back,
what?
Hold on a minute. Y'all better come on here and help me fight this fight. Otherwise, I'm going to go. Hold on a minute. William Brown, you got your head white ass out there? William Brown.
Yeah, I'm going to be a dog. What's up?
Me and Showtime, I ain't, y'all break this down to some dummy sense for me because it sounds like a bunch of shit right now to me.
Well, it kind of sounds like, well, from what I've taken out of it, he wants the promoters as a family, in a grudge race family, to be a family and help each other out. I mean, that's what I'm getting for.
And you're getting it right.
Hold on, Showtime. Exactly. You got to let him finish, Showtime. You doing that
dog.
Now you're breaking him off before he finishes his thought.
and I know exactly what you're talking about, your point of view. You know, when you do things and you out there sweating and losing your voice and you and Pro Stock Joe or whoever else do the announcing, y'all expect to get paid for y'all time. And that's no more than right because y'all in the business to do that. And y'all put yourself in a position where you can do that.
But if everybody else was doing it for free, then I'd have to jump on the bandwagon and do it for free. But Showtime, how in the heck you think you're going to make somebody do that stuff for free, Showtime?
Okay. Let me go back to what I read, though, because you missed that part. Okay?
You should have never said what
now,
you read. You should have just said
now,
what
listen.
You said. You don't ever let people know you're reading.
No, listen, I have to write things down for myself so I make sure I'm not off track. I try to stay on track with what I'm thinking, brother. So here's the deal: if you contracting with that promoter, that's between you and that promoter. If you make money, I'm not knocking that, and I stated that I am not knocking that.
If I go along with your plan as being a family, then that means I'm supposed to go out there and just do it just for the family, and don't expect no pay then. From what you said,
no.
I ain't trying to give you no hard time, but I'm giving you Texas the same questions, and I'm thinking the same way, Showtime. I don't understand it, Showtime.
Listen here, brother. I've been on a much deeper stage than this. This is nothing compared to the stage I've been on. But here's the thing: if you are out there dedicating your time, okay, you're out there dedicating your time for a good cause. You shouldn't expect to get paid for that, dog.
But what the hell am I supposed to be doing for then, Showtime? What the hell? What the hell am I at a goddamn racetrack running my mouth all day telling people what's going on? What am I doing that for?
Okay, listen. Listen, dog, you're still missing the point.
I'm missing it. I missed the whole goddamn point.
Okay, the whole point is this. If you're looking to get paid, that's between you and that promoter. In order for you to get
okay,
paid.
Where the hell if a motor gonna get his money from me and pay me that I want at Showtime if everybody doing shit for free?
You're only one person. It's not for everybody.
If I go do a show for William Brown and William Brown said, well, you know about Showtime's family, you supposed to just do this here and cause it's for the family, so I ain't finna pay you. So why in the hell would he contract me when you trying to say he gonna do it? I'm gonna do it for free.
Dog. You're not listening. If you're contracted to get paid, then you get paid. I'm not going to get involved.
I got another call here, Showtime, because right now I'm confused, Showtime. And I ain't fighting you. I just don't understand you, Showtime.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay.
Hold on a minute. 662-2989, go ahead. 662-2989, go ahead. Hell, they ain't paying a fucking attention. 773-3490, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, though? No, let me ask Showtime something here.
We can't hardly hear you.
I'm trying to turn some of his noise down now. This is what I'm getting from what he's saying. I don't think he's saying not get paid as much as I think he's saying let that not be the only thing that you're concerned with is getting paid. You know, I kind of think he's trying to say put a good show on, and if the money is short or something, you know, let's not create a problem about it. So if I promise to give you, say, $10,000 for doing something, I have an eight, I think Showtime is trying to say, let's not let that be a problem. That's what I think he's saying. I'm not for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, let me see if anybody else been dragging out of that same bottle y'all dragging out of. Because I damn sure don't understand it yet.
Hey,
whoever listens to me on the internet, I'm echoing. Get me off the speakerphone or whatever you got me on. That's 773, that was you. It didn't start until you come on there. Get me off the speakerphone.
That's my old record phone, dog. I'm going on mute so I can listen.
Okay, right, I'm going to leave your mic open. Block caller, go ahead on. I'm glad you're blocked. Block caller, go ahead. Block caller,
come
go
on,
ahead.
Man.
I'm on
we
your side
more.
Today. Go ahead. Come on.
Come on, we need more people. We need more people. Come on, shoot it.
Well, Showtime, they don't really need more people because what I said, I think everybody agreed with what I said. They don't understand this
How
shit.
How you figure everybody agrees?
William Brown's just trying
though.
To be nice, but I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't trying to fight you, but I damn sure don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, that you're only one person, dog. You're only one person, and you're making a statement that everybody.
Hold on a minute. The
bot
caller wouldn't say that. Okay, well,
listen, hold on,
662-8256. I'm asking you again. Go ahead.
I'm like, I feel like this, dog. If you into this race and everything, you should want to do it for free, not to get paid. If you into the racing that much.
You can kid, okay, if I'm in the goddamn racing, who in the fuck gonna pay me to goddamn it or drive wherever I'm driving at? Who gonna pay for my goddamn gas and all that shit for me to get to a damn race to do it for free?
Well, then, if you're looking for that, you don't need to be racing.
No, I'm racing, goddamn it, but I ain't finna do no extra fucking work for free. And who are you anyway? Identify yourself. Let me see, do you have any substance to tell me I should be doing some shit for free? Huh? See what I'm talking about? You get motherfuckers coming in with all this goddamn mouth, but they won't even tell who they is.
Hey, dog.
I'm going to leave your mic open, you dumbass. And I want to know. Somebody hit the fucking one button and tell me who's going to do this shit for free. Showtime,
hey,
dog, with
and,
you.
And I agree with you about, you know, what you do and you ripping and running around the track because you put in a lot of work. And I seen you at Mike Hill event help out with getting cars up there to the lanes and stuff. I agree with you. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, listen
y'all
to me,
getting paid for a job.
If Showtime throw a race, if I can afford to, because like I said, if I got a car running, I take my car to his race and racing everything. Now, if you want me to do announcing, if you want me to run them goddamn shootouts and shit, I'm looking for some conversation, man. I'm an old motherfucker. I ain't got time to run around that track doing all that damn shit for free. The motherfucker that's racing, they getting paid. They ain't out there racing for free.
No.
So why in the hell should I damn work to get them out there to race for free?
No. Listen, see, you're still missing the point again, man. I don't have – let me reiterate this again, man. I have no dealings with you and the promoter. If y'all contracted to make money – you make your money. I'm not going to get in the middle of that. If that's what you're going to do.
Hey, will somebody come on here and help me and Showtime out? I done opened two mics, and every time I open your goddamn mic, y'all doing something else. So if you're going to be doing something else when I open your mic, quit hitting the fucking one button. Goddamn, you dumb motherfucker. If you hit the one button, expect your mic to be on, then you can goddamn it talk. Excuse me for getting mad, people, but we're having a good discussion. Are we trying to have a discussion? And I open my mic up, and the motherfucker's out there playing rugby or some shit. William Brown, you hit the one button again? William Brown, your mic was never closed. William Brown must have dropped off and came back. Hold on a minute. Let me get William Brown back in there. William Brown, you dropped off and came back?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on a minute. Because I keep getting calls. 910-8939, go ahead.
Hey, Showtime. Yeah. This is Big Rick from Thunder Valley.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Let me ask you a question. You been tell me now if I put on a race and you come there volunteer, but yet still if I hire a dog to come there and do the MC, I can pay him but donate some money to you for the banquet, right?
You don't have to, but if you want to, that's fine.
If I wanted to. Regardless, if you come there and help me park cars, pass out flyers, if I take flyers, you pass out flyers, but the day of the show, and I decide to come up to you and say, huh, you know, this is something, you know, but besides contacting dog is separate, or Pro Star Joe, whatever, it's all right.
I'm not following you.
Okay, I know somebody just texted me to say, Showtime, in other words, okay, we having a big race out here at the House of Hook. I want you to come from Virginia, where you live at, West Virginia. I want you to come down and help me park these cars and direct traffic and everything. I just want you to come help because you're a big part of the family. Will you come help me for free?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. All right. So why you didn't come to my race yesterday then?
Because I was working, probably.
All right, somebody got that background noise. Get the background noise. All right, hold on a minute. I got another 631-0628. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, dog? How's everything?
All right. Well, I don't know yet. I don't know yet. Showtime in there. I don't know the Showtime on that ball or he on the. I don't know yet. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, nah. I mean, my whole thing is this here. I mean, if you're traveling a long way and there's certain people that can't make it, of course I'm going to try to help you out, whatever I can do. As of him saying about the cooking and bringing the food, I mean, every promoter should know what they have to get, what they're getting into. Whether or not it's the race, you turn around, some days you get good days, some days you get bad days. Now, if you turn around and you turn around and start doing stuff that I'd say free, you're actually turning everybody off because ain't everybody can make it down the way the economy is right now. And there's been plenty of times that I know that I would say, I know I want that person here. Well, guess what? I'm going to help him there to get here. But I can't see myself not turning around.
And you're absolutely right, brother, because everybody is not going to be able to make it there. But people in your surrounding areas should at least try and support you in order for you to generate revenue for your event.
Okay, that's
my whole
thing
is that the way you're saying. You can go ahead. Go ahead. You can go ahead.
No, I'll just let anybody know who you was, see, since you didn't tell them. That's Long Island Joe out of New York, y'all.
Now, my whole thing is, okay, for example, I know there's a lot of times Dog has been to Maryland with Larry T's race, been a few times. People wanted to see him. All right, he don't have it to make it. I'm taking care of him to get there.
And there's nothing
wrong with
that.
And then I'm going to feed him on top of that, too. And that's something that you got to turn around and have already. That's up to the promoter. That's not up to anybody else. That's up to the promoter, whoever it is. If you turn around and say that you're going to have a fee and you say it's going to be $3,000 a win, I wouldn't care if you ain't had but 100 people in that place. You better have that money to pay them.
Right.
Now, that's my whole thing on my outlook. So anybody that comes to me and I turn around and promise them, you got
to
go along with it.
Okay,
I'm
sort of kind of getting it. So whatever you're trying to say, what you're trying to say, Showtime trying to say, okay, if I ain't contracted, as long as I ain't contract, I'm still kind of... Showtime, I'm still confused, man. I ain't fighting you again, I'm going to say that. But I'm damn confused like shit, man.
But,
I'm confused.
Listen to... Hang on a second, dog. Just give me a minute. Just give me 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Now, what Long Island Joe just said is really no difference from what I'm saying. See, Long Island Joe is thinking of it from a promoter standpoint. If he wants to do that from a promoter standpoint, he's more than welcome to do that. Nobody's trying to stop him from doing that. It's up to you to accept that contribution to come up there. That's up to you. Nobody's trying to stop you or get in the way of doing that.
Okay, the other day on my show, Showtime, you told me that it's time for me to get paid. Shit, if I go to everybody's show and do it for free, how am I going to get paid?
What'd you say?
You told me the other day to get paid. So how can I get paid if I go to everybody's show and I do it for free?
No, that's up to you. Again.
Showtime, you can't tell me to do it free and then tell me it's up to me. Which way it is? I'm either doing it free or I'm charging. I can't do both.
Where did I say that you're supposed to do stuff for free?
You just said it today.
Tell me that. Where at?
Shit, that's what I thought you said.
No, I never said anything about doing anything for free.
All right, I'm running the switchboard. I'm going on mute because I'm in the dog show time. You got to call me after the show or something and explain this to me because I'm.
Listen,
you might want to say it on the show because I'm lost.
No. Were you going on mute? Were you go on mute? But where you getting this mixed up at is that if we're doing promotions, aren't you doing promotions on your radio show for free for these races? That's different from you going to the track and getting paid, dog.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, yep. Lincoln Leon, go ahead. Lincoln.
What's up, dog?
I'm on mute. You got to talk to Showtime because Showtime got me busy.
What's happening, Showtime?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a question, man. Hey, if they say we Grudge Racing, we all is one group of guys that come and race and get along, win each other money, however you want to call it, I'm going to look at it like this here. I remember Hattiesburg used to pay Al Tucci to come up in his tower, paid him to go to the tower. I got to give it to Dog. Dog walk through the pits, keep everybody up there with the racing, and sound good, and I kind of like it. I feel just like this here. Every race, now this is coming from me, so we used to do it. Every race, the race would come in. If you ain't got nothing else, to give them everybody give up $10 a piece to get a man some. His time is worth some. Between him and Joe, everybody should give him a few dollars, you know what I'm saying? Because he do a good job, and I kind of like the way he be on the radios and them shows at the track talking and keeping everybody going. There's nothing wrong with a few dollars. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, brother, again, where did I say not to get paid? Y'all missing the boat here, man. Y'all got to get aboard here. You're missing the boat. Nobody said anything about not getting paid. You're still missing the boat. Only thing I said was that we're offering free representation. That means that we're promoting your show, okay, for free. It doesn't matter if you're an old or new promoter. Where else does it say that we're doing stuff for free? Now tell me if you're getting money for promoting these guys on the show. Tell me that.
Well, we're not getting money promoting guys on the show because we're on the show. But when we're in person is a different thing.
Okay, that's fine, brother. Nobody's saying not to pay a person like Dog, the host of the show, or pay a person like Pro-Star Joe. There's nobody saying not to do that. You guys are not understanding me. Nobody is saying not to pay these guys. Okay?
So, in a nutshell,
you're really confusing me because I don't understand where you're getting that from.
To be honest, I thought they was paying it. You know, to everybody throwing in some in the bag and give him a joke for, you know what I'm saying, doing it.
For doing what?
They were good. Joe did good down in Orlando. He did real good.
I'm pretty sure they compensated him, but that's between Pro Star Joe and Ball and whoever else. Whatever Dog do, that's between Dog and Ball or whoever else. I have no concerns about that. I'm happy for him.
All right, y'all hold on. All y'all mics still open. 773-3490. Go ahead. 773-3490. Go ahead.
Okay. All right,
though.
He never said that. What, like I said earlier, what he's saying, what I think he's saying is that as a family, if money is short, let's not fight over it. That's what I'm getting from what he's saying. Like I told you earlier,
you're a smart man because that's exactly what I'm saying. Now, do y'all understand that? Does anybody
know
what
he's saying?
I'll hit you one button if you understand it.
Hold on. If you're saying
hold
money's short.
I understood. Hold on. 706-8388. Go ahead. 706-8388. Go ahead.
Showtime, can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead, brother.
All right, this is my whole thing. There's been times that we have to eat our shows. But sometimes, you know, that we don't turn around and you don't make anything. Now,
right.
As a promoter stand, you're supposed to have whatever you got to do. If you say you're guaranteeing a $3,000 purse, we already should have it up ahead of time. If you got to turn around and you're waiting for the money to come through the gate, you're not really, honestly, I'm going to be real, you're not really a promoter. You're supposed to have the money already ahead of time in case
something
happens.
You
no, I'm just saying,
right.
This is what I feel. I don't believe in a promoter when that's not a promoter if he turn around and don't have the cash ahead of time. Because when you say, right. I guarantee you, once I put it on that card, and I guarantee you, I don't want to hear that. I don't. Those guys don't want to come up there at the last. I'm sorry, I ain't got that much. I didn't make this much, and it was $2,000 pot. I only can give you $500. That's not fair to the racer. That's
right.
not fair. So that's how right. I look at it. It's the promoter responsibility to be up on his
right.
game,
hold
whatever he's got
to
do to get that money
up. Y'all, mics open. Y'all,
there you go.
Everybody got questions. Showtime is
on. Long Island Joe, man, I like you, brother.
Okay, okay. You like it. Hold on a minute. No, I already opened that damn up. You weren't looking. Hold on. I got some more. Hold on a minute.
I don't know what the hell. I don't know what dog smoking.
Okay, Showtime. Don't worry about what I'm smoking. I told you I don't understand, and I'm shutting up. I'm just running the boat. I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. So leave me the fuck
okay.
alone right now.
Well, you just be quiet, then. You just be quiet.
I'm being quiet if you quit fucking asking for me, then. Leave me the fuck alone, because I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, what are you cursing for, brother? It's no
because
reason to
you
curse.
Because I told you I was running the boat. You didn't have to make no reference. I don't know what dog talking about. Don't make no reference on what I'm talking about, because that's just because I said I don't know. Don't
well,
make
you,
no reference
brother,
on me.
Well, brother, you're making reference to what I'm saying, so what's the difference with me
well,
making
I,
reference?
Well, I'm on the show.
Saying?
I just I made the reference. I didn't understand it, and I shut up. And I'm shutting
okay,
up now.
So I
I'm
made,
running the goddamn
well,
boat.
I made a reference.
Don't make no reference
I
on me because I don't understand it.
That's no problem. I'm going to try to reel you in, man. I love you. I'm going to try to reel you in. I love you, brother.
225-8031.
Hey, Showtime.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I'm kind of confused as a fan. Don't you think it would be better if it was coming from promoters and some track owners on what you're talking about, if you was holding a conversation with them instead of the fans?
Well, it's not just for promoters, man. This is for fans and promoters. We all play a part in this.
But you're mostly talking about the business aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
Can I say something? I love that man just like you love Joe because he's just like me.
Hey,
it seems like this should have been a discussion with the promoters and all the people at the track. The fans are the ones going to pay the money because if the fans don't pay no money, you ain't going to have no damn race.
Dog.
That's what I'm confused about.
Listen, dog, you said you was going on mute. Go on mute and let the man
Don't tell me what I'm going on, Showtime. God damn it, what I'm trying to do is make a fucking point. My point I'm trying to make, just because I said I didn't understand, you jumped in my shit. I didn't understand. We got other people don't understand either. I'm getting texts just saying this and shit. There's a whole lot of people don't understand. They just say it to scare. All I'm trying to say is when I do tell him, don't jump on me when I do just tell relate a message to you that I'm getting on his phone.
Hey, Showtime.
Hey, sir, could you go ahead?
Yeah, all right. Now, like, just say on a business, because most of those promoters, they put those shows on as, you know, a business to them. They take it serious. I'm
right.
in logistics just like you are. Okay,
right.
Let me ask you a question. If I was to go there and broker loads through your through your company, can
right.
I broker the loads, you have a good heart, and send the money to me?
If you broker loads through me?
Yeah. As a business, because that's what they do, the grudge racing, that the promoters – they rent the track and they putting it on as a business. Me, I got a logistics company. You got a logistics company. If you got a good heart, how about I broker loads through you and you send the checks to me?
Brother, that's totally different from what we're talking about.
I don't see how.
Yes, it is. And let me show you how. Okay. If you're a promoter and you're going to rent that track, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna pay that track owner to rent that track, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's from a business standpoint, right? So if I'm a broker, okay, and you're a contractor, like the promoter's a contractor, you're gonna pay me 5-10% to broker loads out of my brokerage, am I correct?
If that's what you say, yeah.
Okay, so that's from a business standpoint. That's contractual work, okay? That has nothing to do with what I'm trying to put together here. That's totally different.
But you want a lot of things done for free, like you want the food and you want stuff like that brought
no,
in. People got to pay
I,
for
no,
that.
That's not for free, brother. That's not for free. People are coming out of their pockets with that, brother.
Okay,
Go ahead.
Okay, well, as a fan, I'm the wrong person to talk to about the logistics of renting a track and putting a show on. I think the promoters, where Mike Hill, William Brown was on, where your promoters.
Okay,
I think
let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
Now, if you were coming to the track, okay, let's just say, for instance, Mike Hill was putting on a race, right?
Yeah.
And Mike Hill stepped to you and said, "Hey, man, I got 100 flies right. I got 100 flies right here. Could you help me distribute these
Hold
flies?
Hold on sometime. Somebody got your phone on speaker.
You,
you're echoing.
Would
you phone on speaker.
Distribute those flies?
Hold on Showtime. Hold
Wait.
On. Somebody. Okay, go ahead, Showtime. Go ahead. Somebody had the phone on speaker. It was echoing. Go ahead, Showtime.
Would you help him distribute those flies?
Start the question over. I heard
you
was a bunch of sacks.
Or would you charge him to distribute those flies?
Well, I wouldn't distribute those flyers because I come to the track to have a good time and to watch a race or either be in a race. I'm not going to distribute no flyers
But he actually needs your help. You wouldn't do it, huh?
No, I didn't come to pass out flyers.
Okay. Okay.
See, Showtime, let me
ask the question.
What he's trying to say is, Showtime, why would a fan pay $20 or $25 to come to a show and then come to the show to work?
That makes no sense.
Hey, dog, I understand completely what you're saying now. I understand it. I see where you're going here now. Now, see, what you're saying is a fan that comes in to watch the race, why would he come there to work, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Everybody's not selected to do this, man. Everybody's
I know,
not selected.
Okay,
everybody...
Like he said, see, you wasn't seeing his point of view, what he was saying, and that's why I'm confused too, Showtime, because just like you just said, if I say, okay, Showtime, I'm with you 100%, which I am.
Okay.
But Showtime, if I'm coming to the doggone race and you tell me to do some cooking or bring some food, Showtime, you just said yourself, somebody got to pay for that food. So why would I go out and spend $100 except for some damn hot dogs and hamburgers
okay,
and stuff and cook them at the
back of the food? Let me just put it to you like this here, because I'm very good at putting things together, brother. I've been doing it all my life, and I've been successful at it. Now, let me just tell you like this here. Everybody's not cut out to do this, okay? And everybody's not going to think the way that you're going to think. Everybody has their own thoughts, feelings, or whatever the case may be. You might have a person come in and feel totally different from the way that you feel, or totally different from the way this gentleman feels. And they may say, you know something, man? Yeah, I come here.
Now Showtime again, so I'm 100% with you, but he just posed a doggone question. That's why I was confused. Now, I totally, just like you said, Long Island Joe, you understand where Joe was coming from totally, which I didn't really do it, and I wasn't trying to get nasty to y'all kept making me mad, but he said the same thing I'm saying. I'm confused as shit. Why would a fan pay to come in a race to see a race and then go to work, Showtime?
You keep trying to put the twist on it. What I'm saying, every fan is not the same. Can we get that part out of the way?
Hey, okay.
Well, Showtime,
any fan
Showtime,
that's going to pay $20
Showtime,
to the race, hit
Showtime,
the one button to tell me you're going to come to the race and worry. Hit the one button, please.
Showtime, you asked me one question. I gave you an answer. That's all that was. You asked me would I pass flyers out, and I told you no.
And I accept that. Because here's the thing. If you're not pledging to be that person, then we're not expecting for you to do anything. If you're that person that pledged to come and be a part of this family, then you know what? It's up to you to do that job to pass out them flyers. It's up to you to go over there and help and cook out and make sure everybody entertaining themselves and having a good time. And then you may take a break and go watch the race or whatever the case may be. I know it sounds a bit far-fetched, but here's the thing. Again, everybody is not cut out to do this type of thing. Everybody doesn't think the same, if we can get past that. Everybody doesn't think the same. There may be 101 people out there that may think are totally different from the way that I think, the way that you think, the way that y'all think.
Well, can you help me think? Can you put me in the right book to what you're reading? Because what I'm trying to figure out, you're trying to change grudge racing to
I'm not trying to change grudge racing at all. That's not what I stated. Okay, I'm not trying to change it. What I'm trying to do is bring our family closer together. Did you see any divisions between the family this year coming to the races or getting on these shows, listening to all this garbage that's been going on? Have you been paying attention to that?
I've seen a lot of grudge racing going on. I see 2014 being the best year ever. And
now,
Did I see any what?
Any fighting in the division between everybody? That's what he asked you.
No.
You didn't. Okay, well.
None of us get along. We fight on these shows every day.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But you know something, it goes even further than that, man. But I refuse to look at the negative aspect of this whole deal because I said that I wasn't going to look at the negative on that, and I don't want to go to the negative as far as you know what transpired throughout the 2013 year because it's not fair to people. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm trying to move forward from the negative and make it a positive. You understand what I'm saying? So here's the thing. I'm not trying to change anything about grudge racing. Grudge racing is fine. Only thing I'm trying to do is get people to respect one another and become a family in this and quit trying to create divisions. That's all
hey,
I'm trying to do.
You got another call.
I thought I made that pretty clear.
You got another call, 662-2989. Go ahead.
Hey, dog, what's going on, man?
I'm all right. What's up?
This flop. I just want to help clear up a situation. I listen real good, dog. In his initial presentation of his point, Showtime made the comment and used the words donation and contribution, which always more than not relates to free stuff. And from a business aspect, you like you said, that's where the confusion stems. You're looking at, damn, how you going to get paid if you're doing everything for free? That's where the initial conflict comes with, you know, with doing stuff for free. But I realize his point now that he's explaining it further, and I'm still kind of like with the fan. I don't want to pay my money and then come in and work too. It's going to be an either-or situation.
Okay,
so Showtime, if I look at it another way, on a civil way, we're talking civil now. In other words, you basically stopping some jobs. So if Mike Hill have a big race and he pay a joker to pass out some flyers, now the guy that was going to pass out the flyers for a couple of dollars, you done took his job away from him then.
No, I haven't. I have nothing to do with what Mike Hill pay that man. I have nothing to do with that. If they in it to get paid, then they in it to get paid. I don't want to stop that. Hey, everybody has to eat. I keep saying that. But I don't think nobody's hearing me. I don't want to get in the middle of that. What I'm saying is there's going to be only a select few people, I'm pretty sure, that say, you know something, man, I'm going to help out. I'm going to, you know, try to bring this family close together. We're going to see if we can make 2014 better than what it was. I mean, 20,
okay, let me ask you this in here. Okay, from what you saying now, from what you saying, Showtime, the more I listen to it, the more I hear it, but I ain't say I quite understand it. Okay, if Jay Barnes, I'm just going to use Jay Barnes for an analogy. So if Jay Barnes just said he trying to do it to make him some money because that's what we all trying to do, and you doing it saying we trying to do it for free, I'm still lost on Showtime. Can you and Jay Barnes come together as one? How can you make money and do it for free at the same time?
Wait a minute. Hold on. What do you mean as far as Jay Barnes trying to make money? I mean, I understand what you're saying when you say make money. Make money how? You mean doing the event?
Yeah. That's the only reason they throw these events. You think they throw these events just to satisfy themselves?
No. Listen. Trust me, I know that we throw these events to make money, but I'm not understanding what you're saying as far as does Jay Barnes want to do this free? No, Jay Barnes ain't in this business to make money. I mean, to do this free, he's in the business to make money like any other promoter to make money. I want the promoter to make money.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Showtime, so if you throw a race, Showtime, if Showtime throw the race, where's Showtime money coming from?
Coming from Showtime.
Huh?
It's coming from me.
No, what I'm saying is, how you gonna make some money if you throw a race, Showtime?
From the fan.
Okay, so that means if Showtime throw a race and he get everything free, so that means all you do is put more money in your pocket there since everything you got was free, and all you do is pocket all of the money from the fans. Is that right?
What do you mean by pocketing all the money? I mean, I would definitely do
if I announce for free, if I pass out flyers for free, if I bring food for free. Shit, all you got to do is sit back and count the money
coming
in the gate then.
No, sir, brother, because as I stated before.
Somebody texted me that question, that's why I asked you.
Let me answer it. Okay, if I'm a promoter, this is how I would operate. Listen to me carefully. Now, I'm a promoter. If I'm throwing a race and I have generated revenue, okay, I am going to walk to everyone, because like I say, everyone is not the same. I'm going to go to the person that's passing them flies out. I'm going to go to that person that was in the staging lanes and say, here goes something for your pocket, man. Thank you for your help. Everybody's not going to do that. And some of these guys are not going to make money at these events. It's going to be a bust. So am I looking for him to give me anything? No, because he ain't got nothing to give me. Because it's a bust. So now, does that sound like we're doing something for free? No. But from your heart, if you're a promoter and you're throwing a race, every promoter, I'm pretty sure, if they're thinking correctly, is going to say, you know something, this man's been working hard. Let me go and give him a little something for his pocket. Now, everybody might not think the same, but what I am saying in my whole ordeal here is that nobody's really looking for that man to give them anything unless he wants to give them something, okay? Now, if you contract it out through this promoter, I'm pretty sure you're expecting to get paid. There's nothing wrong with that. That's completely fine.
Showtime, I want to set up you a show. Find out what day we can set you up a show, because lately all these damn shows that have been coming on, I hate to say it, I didn't want to get into this here, but between me and BET and shit, these people they're not honoring their goddamn show commitments, and these people are getting, the fans and the radio people that listen to us are getting cheated. We're going to try to search around. Showtime, I need you to start thinking about it in paper, get on paper, to find out what day we're going to book you a show to discuss this and stuff. And all of them, and like I said, I don't want to have nothing. I'm just going to run the boat for you to get your point across, because some people understand and some don't. We at a point right now, we in the middle of this thing. Some understand and some don't, you know?
Hey, you know something? I knew that was going to come about. Some was going to understand and some wasn't going to understand. I was looking forward to that, okay? I'm never looking for anything to turn out to be good, because it takes time for things to be built, time for things to grow, okay? So I'm not looking for an overnight success, because, you know, that's not going to happen. But from a standpoint, from people understanding where I'm coming from, of course, they're gonna, you know, it's going to seem foggy to them on how, you know, you plan on doing this for free. Nobody's talking about doing this for free at all.
Hey, 225, are you still on the phone? 225.
Yeah.
804, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Now, you sound a little intelligent, but I'm going to go out on a limb. If you don't want to answer, you don't have to. Are you 408 on the Internet? Is that you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Ain't no problem. You're a rough joke on that Internet there, fella.
Appreciate it, dog.
Hey, Showtime, that's the 408 on the Internet that you told me to listen in, and I got to say one thing, like him or don't like him, he stood in the paint. Long Island Joe stood in the paint. Well, I think y'all should get people like them, Long Island Joe, and maybe William Brown or somebody, Showtime, and y'all get together off air and wrestle with something. Then you come back on air with something that we can understand, and we don't have to be fighting on the air about it. We can understand it instead of fighting.
I'm not fighting with you about it. It's just
We was fighting now.
It's a disagreement, brother. There's no fight.
You call it disagreement, I call it fight.
Okay, well, never mind. But, yeah, okay.
Well, I'm trying to say, you call it tomatoes, I call it tomatoes. I mean, I'm from the South. I call it what it is. You got to realize this is a Southern-based station, so we call it a fight. We don't call it no disagreement. We can't even spell disagreement.
Right. I hear what you're saying, but again, man, that's something, you know, I pretty much came up with, you know what I mean? Either is a nail, yay for some, you know, but I'm like this here. I love a challenge, man.
Hold on a minute. We got a joker right here. He might say some shit to break it down. It might, where we all can understand. 478. 5467, go ahead.
Hey, dog, what's going on? It's James. What's up, Showtime?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Right. Break it down for us old dumb country folks and understand what's going on.
I just want to, now, stop me if I'm wrong, Showtime, but I think I believe I understand where you're coming from. For one thing, I think you're saying, like, in a nutshell, promoters can spread the wealth between the family. That's just like if Showtime, you're a promoter, and it's your turn, your race coming up, and you're looking for a Ronnie Brown or somebody in his camp to help you with your race. And if there's, like you say, if there's any donation to be made, you know, you're free to make them. But if not, you ain't got to. And once Ronnie Brown throw a race, you turn around and do him the same favor. Everybody just go, it just goes around in a circle. Every promoter helps each other out. And at the end of the day, ain't nobody got cheated. Everybody been, had a successful race. And, you know, just keep it amongst the family. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I might be wrong, but that's what it seems like.
Man, you, bro, you know something? You know something, bro? You ain't wrong at all. You absolutely right. I'm glad you got something out of it, brother. That's you absolutely on target.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I
now I'm saying now. I didn't want to say this, but I done got texts from a whole bunch of people that 225-8031 was referring to. They saying yeah, the promoters ought to be happy as a faggot with two dicks because they getting all the money. Where they would have to pay maybe where they might have had to pay a joker $500. They can just come and give them a couple hundred and say thank you. And they still get, they said the promoters is the one making all the money.
Okay, but can I say something about that, dog?
Yes, sir, that's your
can
show.
Can I elaborate a little bit on that?
That's your show.
Okay, you said that the promoters are making all the money. Okay, they're in the business to make money, as I stated again when you had that Jay Bond analogy going on. Promoters are in the business to make money, okay? They're providing a service, aren't they?
Videographers, food vendors, everybody out there is out there. That's what I'm trying to say. They out there to make money too.
They're providing the service.
Yeah, they provide the service too. What I'm saying, the food vendors, the videographers, the announcers, the track people that work there, everybody out to make money. Yes. Not just the promoters. The promoters paying them. So that's how they make their money, Showtime.
Okay, I you know what? Again, I can see where we're getting lost there, man. But it'll take a mule mile for me to get you to come with me. But here's the thing. Yes, the promoters are in the business to make money. Okay, they're providing the service for the people to be entertained. Okay, by drag racing. Okay, or grudge racing or whatever the case may be. Okay, now, as you stated, the vendors and people selling T-shirts and all that, they're in the business to make money. Of course, they're selling their T-shirts, right? Nobody's asking them to give them away.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Showtime. Mike Hill have a damn big old goddamn race and Ronnie Brown say, I'm going to help out goddamn Mike Hill because we are family. I'm going to send all these goddamn T-bone steaks and shit. All right, now Ronnie Brown have a goddamn race, and here go Mike Hill sending over some goddamn used baked beans. How this going to work out?
Well, at least he thought about it. At least he sent something.
Come on, Showtime. William Brown, your mic back open.
Hey, dog, to get on, not to get off track. And I think Showtime is right about it. But like I said, I see everybody's point because I look at it from both ends. You know, the promoters, we are in it to make money, and also provide a service. The track owners are also and to make money to rent their track out, but they also want to provide a service. They're more into promotion because if everybody coming to their track and, you know, everything goes well, everybody wants to come back to their track. So I see what he's saying about helping out and everybody being a part of it. You know, if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. And I think one of the big deals, me looking back, sitting back and looking back at it, I think we need to bring a lot of the track owners into this because you got guys that's having different races on the same day at different tracks, and they know more than 2-3 hours away. And I think that's a conflict of interest. So when you got these new and up-and-coming promoters or even the old-head promoters coming in and go to the track owners and say, hey, I want to put a race on this and that, I think the track owner should take a responsibility and say, hey, look, I don't think you want to do that because you got a guy over here, you got Mike Hill putting a race on down in Carolina Dragway. So we shouldn't put a race
on. Hey,
William Brown, what service?
William Brown, that was perfect, okay? That's perfect. So that falls right in line to what I was saying about helping develop people. That's one person that we may need to develop. You got a new promoter coming in, he don't know the ropes. He needs to be shown how to go about doing this.
Right.
Okay, do a promoter offer a service or do they sell a race to make money? What does a what service does a promoter offer?
He offers a safe service because you can't get on any and every track. Every track don't want grudge racing. I mean, it's different down the south, you know, up here in the north. Every track don't want grudge racing at the track. And we're trying to break that barrier to try to get the gap, you know, the tracks up here, the bigger tracks to accept grudge racing because they got it as a stereotype. So you got the promoters going into these big tracks and asking, look, we want to put on this show. We want to put on this grudge race. We want to put on this race. You know, so guys that have big, decent place to run at and, you know, and come and have a good time and not be, you know, stereotyped.
Okay, William Brown, why do you throw a race, William Brown? What's your purpose for throwing a race?
Me, I love racing and I love to make money. Any way I can make money, I do. You don't strike it rich every time you do a race, you know, because you got a lot of expenses. You got flyers, you got whoever you get to come in to do the announcing.
Hold up now. If I have a family work right, somebody gonna print them flyers for free. The family gonna print them for free, right?
Well, some people will do it and some people don't. I have passed out flyers for free, dog, and don't expect nothing.
No,
it's
I didn't say that.
Personality.
Now, y'all skipping the. I said, is the printer gonna
That's
print
exactly
those flyers for free, or is he gonna charge you?
You said what, dog? Somebody was talking.
Is the printer them flyers you passing out for free? Is the printer gonna print them for free?
No, not at all. Everybody's in a business.
See, that's what I'm saying now. I know Showtime and everybody think I'm, but I'm getting these damn questions texting me. Y'all making me the bad guy. Then I got to go in there after I get off this show and hear all this bullshit from everybody. I'm going to stop, damn it, answering these text questions. But they got a good point, though, because ain't nobody doing nothing for free.
Dog, let me tell you something. There's no stupid questions. All the questions that you're getting, there's no stupid question, okay? But... Here's the thing. I like to address that one about the printer making it for free. Okay. Let me just put it to you like this here. That promoter is going to be responsible for paying for his own flyers being printed. Am I correct?
All right. I left all your mics open. I got background noise. Showtime got the flow. Go ahead, Show.
You said something about is the printer going to print the flyers for free?
Yep, that was the question you texted me. Was the printer going to print them for free, Show?
Okay, there's no crazy question or no stupid question, but let me just address that question, okay? Because I think we're going in the wrong direction with that one, okay? Here's the thing. The promoter's going to pay for his own flyers to be printed. Am I correct?
Hold on a minute.
Now.
Hey, Showtime, I don't know who he's going to help, me or you, but maybe he'll throw some more light on it. I'm with you, Showtime, but hold on a minute. We're getting all your people in.
No, hold on. The promoter's going to be responsible for his own flyers. Now, like William Brown said, he has passed out flyers for free, okay? That has nothing to do with his pocket paying for that flyer, so where did that question come from?
I'm just doing it here now. That means that flyer wasn't printed for free. What I'm saying is, according to your family guidelines, If the guy's in the damn in the grudge running, he ought to print our grudge flyers or our racing flyers for free then.
No, wait a minute, hold on, dog. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying, man.
I mean, that was the question. I can't make them cross examine you, Showtime. I'm just answering the question that I'm getting text. Next time I'm gonna get your number so they can take these questions. Let me answer
that too, because like I say, man, I'm here and I love this. Okay, here's the thing. You're talking about the printing of flyers. Who asked a member to print flyers? That's crazy. Who asked them to go out and print the flyers for them? Never said that. I said support the promoter in handing out his flyers. Did I not say that?
Wow. Fan, yo, Michael, whoever got the background on, mute your phone. Fan, go ahead.
Wow.
Hey, I got a question, dog.
and I would like to ask y'all. Okay, he said that if you ask him if he sent steak and the other guy sent potatoes for the promoters. So say I'm a fan. I am a fan. And I want to come to the race and pass out flyers. But I can't afford to get there to pass out these flyers. Who do I come to out of the promoters to help me get to that race out of town to come help pass out some flyers at the race?
That's going to be up to that promoter.
So that's what you're saying. So you're saying if I'm a fan and I want to come help you pass out flyers, you're going to make sure I get gas to come there to bring my family to the race to help me out? You know, because he's saying let's help the promoter.
Who are you going to tell that you don't have gas?
Well, I'm just saying I might not have it. You know, just like
who
you said, you
gonna,
might
who,
not make.
Who are you going to make
gonna
that
say that you don't make the money? See, that who can go on both ends. Who's to say you won't make the money that you saying that you didn't make for promoting that show? So who's to say I don't have gas? What if I'm a liar and I say I don't have gas, man? I love to come help you. I'm a part of the organization, but you say it ain't an organization. I'm a part of the family. But my gas is low. Knowing I might have gas all the time, who gonna give me the gas money to come to the show to help pass out the flyers for the family?
Well, brother, you just said you didn't have no gas.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That can go either way. I'm saying that I'm using that as a reference. I might have gas, but I'm telling you that I don't have gas. Is you gonna help me get gas to come to your show to pass out the flyers?
Or are you gonna be asking me that you need gas?
I know where you're going with this, okay. we like you say, we can play this all night. But you're right. I understand what you're saying. But you're saying the promoter. But the fans, you're telling them to bring in and come help Pat. You're not telling them. You're asking for people with these
teams.
Right. I'm just
you
using that as a reference.
You don't have to do it. There you go.
But what if I want to do it and I don't have gas to get to your show?
Wait a minute. Hold on, brother. Hold on. Let's back up. You're right. Nobody's telling you to do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I heard you on that part. I think that what a lot of people are missing what you said. You did say, okay, that if you want to, and it was like a thing, you was bringing people in, like, it might be 100 say, yes, I'll come pass our fly. It might be that one special light person that might say, hey, I'm going to come pass out some flyers for the promoter. You know, like you say, you know there's some people out there. You know, and there are people out there like that. But I'm saying, what if that guy legit and he really want to go to that race and help you pass out the fly? Just say he don't have gas. Who?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a question that I just would like to have answered. Who gonna pay him to get to the race to pass out your fly?
Okay, let me
that's when y'all say, well, since you can't make it, I'm just gonna forget about you now. I don't need you to pass out my fly because you can't make it to my show.
Listen, everybody's different, bro. Everybody's different. And here's the thing. I'm different from you. You're different from me, right?
Yeah.
If you call me and say, "Show, you know what, man? I want to come and help you with them flyers, man, but I don't have no gas money." Guess what I'm gonna say, brother? If you can make it, I got your gas money.
Okay.
Because there's no way that I can get that money to you unless you go to.
You know what?
And go ahead.
I guess my whole question is, we saying about helping the promoters. But how did that money make a circle? You know, how did it help make one big circle? You know,
William Brodus, what you're saying
is good for the promoters. But what about good for the fans? What about good for everybody that you want to be in this? How does everybody get help not being a promoter? What do I get out of it for being that type of person? Just besides having a good heart, you know, and everything. You got a good heart. What you just said, you know, you were pay my gas to get over there. So
right.
I'm just wondering how it makes the circle. That's all. That's my own question. I see what you're
okay.
saying.
I'm trying to see how it makes
the complete circle.
Hey, look here, brother. Great question. And I think it's relevant. And how that money circulates,
yeah.
How that money circulates within the promoters. I think William Brown made a good suggestion, a statement on how that money should be circulating around within the Grudge family, from promoter to promoter. From promoter to promoter, from promoter to promoter.
So it looks like you should promote. The fan is passing out the flyer, but the money just circulating from promoter to promoter. So
not necessarily, because every promoter is not the same. If he see you out there working and he knows that you're working for him, I'm pretty sure And you know, some may say, you know, there's some out there won't give you a dime, I'm pretty sure. But if he got it in his heart and he and knows that you're out there working hard to promote another race, then he should compensate you with a donation. If not, then so be it. I mean, it is what it is.
So the fan will be the one to lose if he got a bad promoter. Now, if he got a good promoter, he's gonna come out okay. So what if I come to you and say I'm starting something for the fans, and I want to know if you would donate money to my organization. It's a fan thing. And at every race, I want all the promoters, if they would. I'm going to come and ask, you know, at every race, after all the races get through, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to distribute the money only to the people that want to come to y'all's show that can't afford it. Can I start something like that and get backing behind it from the promoters? And then I might need you to help me take my paper to the next promoter and ask him would he donate money for my cause to help the fans get to the race.
Hey, Showtime. I think where the big confusion is coming from, because, you know, you have a good idea, but it's kind of almost like you're asking the people at the bottom. You see what I'm saying? If you start at the top with the track owners and the promoters, and we won't put races on top of each other that's close by, close-knit, that gives that promoter that wanted to have a race, that gives that promoter a chance to be able to go to this other promoter's race and pass out his flyers and
right.
advertise his race. You know, it,
you know something? And you know something, we Brian, and now that I look at it makes sense. However, I did put on the website that, you know, I would like to have all the promoters online. But however, I know they pretty much like to do this behind closed doors. But I did put on the website that, you know, I would like for them to be on so we can have more people chiming in on how we can make a difference in this, man, and how we can, you know, come together as a family and make every promoter successful and, you know, generate revenue if that's what it is. You know what I mean? That's what this whole thing is about. We don't want nobody to fall short. You know what I mean? We want to make sure that, you know, the fans are enjoying themselves as well as the promoters generating revenue. And he's happy. He moves on to the next promoter and help him as well. You know what I mean? So
right. So
here's the thing. I asked, but you're the only one. You're the only one that's on there. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure there will be some objections to this after this is all over, but, you know, that's good, you know. That's needed.
Hey, Showtime.
Yeah.
Did you throw any shows in 2013?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, so firsthand, how do you know that it's a problem in the what you're trying to do to correct?
Oh, man, it's all brother. Nothing's hidden in this arena, man.
Okay. All right, so we just gonna use with his trick or treat. So
what?
We gonna use like Mike Hill and Witt's race and Baldy, like three of the like biggest races of 2013. So those guys, they supposed to you saying that what they should do, what they done did, they put the big money up, they put themselves out there so they can get guys to come to their race. You saying what they should do is kind of like break what they got, what they done build up down just to help somebody else?
No, not at all. Not at all. I want them to get bigger, brother. That's what this is about. It's about getting bigger. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, it's about growing, man.
I'm still trying to get the concept of what you're trying to do because I'm still kind of lost.
I know it's pretty difficult for some, man. I understand that completely.
Could you break it down?
I try to break it down as easy as I can break it, brother. I mean, I can't break it down any simpler than that. You know what I mean? I try my best to break it down as simple as possible. But, I mean, I don't know. If I can come up with a different strategy to break it down simpler than what I have it, then I'll be more than happy to do that. And I'm gonna think about that too over the next day or so to figure out how can I break this down in a simpler term so everybody can get a great understanding of what direction I'm trying to go in.
But you made the statement earlier that you've been on a bigger platform than this before, so this should be easy.
Oh yeah, trust me, I have, brother. I tried to make it easy as possible.
248-0016. Jump in there.
Hey, Showtime. Question. With this family concept you're coming up with, what kind of people are you asking to be part of this family? Are you asking, like, just the fans, or are you asking pretty much everybody from every level of the sport to jump in?
Man, we one big family. I want everybody to help, man. There's no specific person. There's no certain type of person. It's everybody.
I think that was a 408 was asking you the question, and what he was basically saying the same thing I was saying, Showtime, in a calm of that matter. I got a little upset, and I want to apologize to folks for getting upset and to you, Showtime, for getting upset. But they asked you the same question I was asking. They just asked you on a mile of a thing. And from what you said, if this concept worked, then why do we even need promoters then? Why don't we just open the gates up and have a show and everybody do just have a show? Why we need promoters then?
I don't understand why you said it that way. Why are you saying that?
Because from what you said is if everybody gonna get along and everything, and the way you putting it, and the way they're asking it, and you know I got brothers that's promoters, so I ain't trying to knock their job, but the way you put it is, and the fans just ask you right there, from their standpoint, which we might not should involve the fans in it, because from the way it's presented right today, it seems like all the promoters doing is just making all the money, and everybody else doing all the damn work. I mean, that's the way it look now. I ain't saying that's the way it is, but on the surface, that's the way it look.
Well, is there anybody else on there that making answer that, maybe? I mean,
well,
I don't
know if anybody else on there. Is anybody else?
I don't look at it like that.
That's just my thought. You know, I ain't trying to put nobody out of job. But you keep saying do everything free in the promotion.
No, see that's again. It's not do everything free. It's not about being everything free. It's not about that.
I'm saying maybe we shouldn't have been on this here because most of the people on here are fans. Most people here are fans, and the fans are sitting back, and I'm getting all these texts, and I hate being the bad guy, but they keep asking you the same question. Y'all just keep answering them a different way. Most of the people on the phone right now are the fans. So the fans saying, what the hell do I do to do anything for free if I'm paying $20 or $25 to go to the race? I come to see racing. I ain't coming to do no damn work.
You know
what? Damn what it is. I come to damn see racing.
You know what?
Am I right or wrong, the people that on the phone talking? I just want to make sure
that you're right using you're right using that fan that you know stating fan you know you keep saying fan.
But that's what I'm saying because most of the people on the phone are Showtime are fans. That's my point.
Okay, I'm not
trying to get elected by the fans, but the fans ain't gonna elect you if
No. I'm not trying to be elected by no fans at all. Here's the thing. I'm talking about family, okay? Let's get back to that. I'm talking about family. It can be fan, racer, promoter, track owner, etc. Okay? I'm not forcing anyone to give their time. I'm not forcing anyone to hand out flyers or cook food or anything like that. I'm not trying to tell anyone they're obligated to do those things. Okay, so here's the thing: if you are that one person that don't mind helping someone out that is in need to make this season a better season, then you are that person. If you're not that person, then don't be a part of that family. Just continue doing what you're doing. Okay?
All right, you got another one of your promoters on. You got another one of your promoters on, Showtime. Go ahead, Mike.
What up, dog? Oh, dog, I mean, I ain't understood exactly where Showtime was going, but at the same time, like somebody just said, you got several of us promoters that do support one another. And, I mean, I'll give a perfect example. Me, Ronnie Brown, me, Mandrell, me, Wickham, me and William Brown. I mean, a lot of us support one another. And I mean, like Ronnie Brown. Ronnie Brown called me yesterday on Sunday, said, "Mike, give me your flowers. Make sure I got them for my race. I'll go ahead and get them out at the gate." And that's the start of all of us trying to help one another.
Exactly.
And it's a lot easier for a promoter. But I mean, we always done that. And I mean, it's a lot easier for a promoter to help another promoter than trying to get your fans involved in doing it. Because like that dude, like the man said, he coming to enjoy a race. He ain't trying to work. If I'm busy, I'm gonna try to pay one of these little kids, get one of these little kids that want to make a little extra money. I'm gonna go put these flowers out in the stands, you know.
And you know something, Mike? It's nothing wrong with that. And like I said, everybody is not the same. You may have some that come out there just to see Mike and see Mike tune on the car or say, "Hey, Mike, anything you need help with?" You might have that person. But you're absolutely right. Like I said from the beginning, when I started talking to the people, you know, it is nothing new. This has always been in existence where you're giving your flies to these promoters. But what we need to do is make sure that that's what we're going to do this year. We need to make sure that we're developing that family, man, where we're supporting one another. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I think it is. I think the main thing, be honest, Showtime right now is it almost just seems like it's too much coming up at one time. Like it's so much. Like it almost like too many people trying to organize something right now. And I mean, maybe I'm wording this wrong, but every week we got a show, somebody trying to organize grudge racing, organize something in grudge racing. And I just think maybe we got to just slow down and let it come to us sometime. You know, just, I don't know. You know, it just.
And you know something? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. You may be absolutely right. You know, but, you know, I guess that. Go ahead.
We made a hell of a jump start 2013.
Uh-huh.
And if it continue in 2014, it ain't gonna do nothing but be twice as good. I used to grudge and shit. They supported me, they promoted me, we promoted them. I mean, if we just continue to do the same thing, it's just gonna get better and better and keep all the negative out of
right.
Everybody wants to see good grudge.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And that it should continue to be that way. There's no certain person that you support. You support everybody. You know, you support
exactly.
Everybody. That's what this is about. And you know, you're absolutely right. You're right about every week there's something coming up. But at the same time, you know, I was just looking at everybody having the same vision as trying to make this thing big and better, just like you said. You know, what better time than to start now before the season starts, you know?
No doubt.
But you know, like I said, to each his own. I mean, everybody has to make a decision as to what direction they want to go in.
That's all I have.
All right, Showtime, you got anything else? Anybody got anything else?
No, not really.
No,
unless they got something for me.
Ain't got nothing. Y'all have knocked the wind out of my sails today.
Well,
all right, y'all.
Again,
y'all ain't got nothing.
Well,
y'all ain't
again,
got nothing. We can
you
shut
know,
this one down there.
Hey. And I also think a lot, like I say, for that promoter to get promoter to help one another. I mean, I use an example like Edmund Hall and In the Cut. You know, to me, In the Cut could probably help Edmund Hall, but In the Cut promoting in Fayetteville don't help Edmund Hall. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta
right.
kind of look out for that too.
Right, absolutely, I agree. But like I said, man, it's more than you know, it takes more than one person to think things through, you know. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, if you feel like you're doing fine and everything's, you know, everything's on the uprise, then hey, so be it, you know.
This fool, I hurry up to get over with.
Well, I'm definitely, I'm definitely thankful for my fans because, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I get a lot of inboxes, you know, through Facebook, and I have, you know, fans have been a big part of promoting my show. You know, I mean, I get a lot of them that get my flyers and mail out.
Hey, you got to thank them, Mike. You got to thank them. That's how you make your money.
But I'm saying they do support. They do help me a lot, you know, putting out flyers in certain areas where I can't make it, you know. So, you know, it's a lot of ways to get it out there.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Showtime.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Since you got Mike on the phone, could you, because I'm still not getting, I'm lost. Can you, like, you put this together over the weekend. Could you kind of, like, give the promoter Mike, could you tell him, like, what you had on your mind, as in how to make things better, as in with his shows?
How to do what now? How to make things better with his show.
Yeah, you put some, I think you had the whole weekend to think about what you wanted to do tonight. What is it you got a promoter on the phone? Could you tell him what your intentions were for tonight?
Well, let me first of all ask him, Mike, were you listening to what I put out? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you get out of it, Mike?
Well, I ain't gonna lie, I told you, I mean, well, I was kind of like, dog, at first, I was real confused. I was like, man, I don't really understand. I didn't understand where you were going with it at first, you know, I can't lie. You know, I was kind of confused, and at the same token, I was like, well, you know, I knew myself that me and several others helped one another, so. And I was trying to learn, Showtime. I didn't have no negative thought. I was quiet because I was trying to learn and see where you were going with the subject.
But now, are you still confused about it?
Not totally. I mean, some things I were, you know, because I didn't understand the fact about, like, when you was talking about this. And it could have been me. I might have been distracted because I did have a little girl. But, you know, about the cooking, about the people coming in there cooking and doing this and that. I was confused at some of that. But like I said, I might have missed something.
What I actually meant by that as far as food and whatnot is that, you know, sometimes we fellowship, man. We have like a little hospitality tent or whatever. We fellowship. We got food over there for people to come enjoy themselves. You know, if they want a rib, they want a piece of chicken, come over there and get you a piece of chicken, man. We doing this thing big. Everybody has donated some food. Everybody's fellowshipping, eating and drinking and having fun. You know, if you got a dish you want to bring in there, you know, contribute to this event that Mike Hill's throwing, then, hey, man, feel free to do it. Nobody's asking you to do it. I mean, hey, this is what we're doing. We're putting it out on the fly. Hey, man, if you want to bring a dish to the hospitality tent or whatever, hey, bring a dish. Let's all sit around and eat and shoot the shit and go watch some racing. That's where I was going with that.
Okay.
773-3490, your mic is open.
Wait a minute, hold on, dog. Now, that gentleman that just asked me to ask Mike, did you understand that, brother?
Not really, Showtime. I'm speechless.
Okay, brother. Move on, dog.
773-3490, your mic is open.
Go ahead. What the hell going on with a goddamn dog?
On mute. You got to talk to Showtime today. Don't bother me, Ken.
Oh, goddamn. Look like y'all having a promoters meeting or something the goddamn day. I'm used to getting on the show acting a fool. I told you I'm fucking back in 2014. We can talk about this promotion shit later on, goddammit. It's time to get you some ass. What happened to Good World? It's old 007. I don't get no goddamn announcement to champ no more because I ain't whooped no goddamn ass in 2014, but it's coming. You motherfuckers just lay back and wait. It's coming. I'm back. I'm goddamn it back. All of me is back, motherfuckers. Yeah. Mute my mic. Goddamn it. I just wanted to get on here and say that with that dog. Thank you for opening this goddamn mic up, buddy.
Hey, kid, fucking black, buddy. If you hang around when Showtime finishes this church meeting, I got something for your ass. Just hang around.
No. It must be the legalized marijuana they got down Mississippi.
Y'all
hold on for a minute, cause we've been acting fool. Let me make Showtime. Are you finished?
Showtime. I want to say one thing before we get into that. Showtime. Basically, is what you're saying. Like, you like for some people to jump in and try to help out on the race, and not looking forward to what their price tag is, but looking forward to more, like what you can get out of the grudge race instead of just what they can get in their pocket. Is that what you're kind of saying?
I mean, you got some of it there.
For instance, I do videos and stuff. Instead of me coming to the race looking for how much profit I can make, I'm coming to the race to try to, you know, make it a little better for the grudge game instead of just looking for how much money I can make. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Well, brother, one thing I do want to express to you now. I mean, you got a video business there, right? And you're looking to make a profitable game from your videos, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, you're coming to that show to make a profitable game from your videos. From the fans, am I correct? So you don't want to. I'm not saying that, you know, put down what you're doing to help out with what the family is doing. Okay, unless you totally want to do that, that's up to you. But you're there for one purpose: to generate revenue for your business. So the more promotion we do, the more people we get in there, the more money possibly you can make.
Who the hell let Jay Bonds in this motherfucker?
Showtime, I'll tell you another thing that I did run across in 2013. I had a guy that, I mean, you know, he said he wanted to be a part of me helping, you know, as far as promoting.
Uh-huh.
Promoting, you know, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, man, you know what, you know, trying to get an understanding up front. I was like, what is it going to take? You know, because he was in a good area to probably help me with my event. So
right.
I said, what is it going to take? He said, well, no, I just want to help you. You know, I want to help you out. You know, I want to help you out. But see, here's the problem with that fan deal. Fans always think if we got 1,200 people in the stand, most of the fans think we got 3,000.
Okay.
You know, the same dude, the same token, at the end of the night, he said, hey, man, he helped me put out some flyers, and he said, hey, man, just throw me a little gas money. So I throwed him a little gas money. But when I did, he kind of looked at me crazy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, see, that's the reason I wanted to understand it up front, you know, if I even owed you anything or what I was going to owe you, because now we got a problem that you ain't happy. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, you're gonna run into some of that. I mean, even without this ordeal right here. I mean, even if you did have a family member, man, out there helping you, you may run into one. Like I said, everybody's not the same. You may run into one saying, "Damn, he made enough money. He ain't giving me but $20." I mean, you're probably gonna have that. You know what I mean? That's the subject to happen, man. And like I say, everybody's not built the same, man. That's for daggone sure. You know, you probably done had even worse scenarios than that, and that's expected.
Okay, I got another promoter for you, Showtime. In the cut, go ahead on, and I appreciate you making the trip down yesterday when some of my other buddies didn't make the trip. Go ahead on, in the cut. Hit, Mike here.
Well, no, I was just listening, and, you know, I think everybody should, everybody who's real in the grudge game should be at everybody's show they can, for one thing. I mean, and the problem that we've been running into ever since 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010, is that some people, promoters alike, and some races have been in everybody else's pockets before they even get a chance to do anything to make a show good. There was a time when no matter who it was, everybody just said, hey, we're going to find somebody to race at no matter whose show it was, because everybody wanted to go to a good one, but it's not like that anymore. You know, I mean, from my point of view, for the things I do, I still want everybody to have a good show, and I'm trying to go to every last one that I can, whether it's Mike's show, whether it's Showtime got anything going on, whether it's Florida. I don't care if it's just a chess and tune on Darlington Wednesday night. If you won't see nobody else in there, you're going to see me. You know what I'm saying? So I hope this year that people would sit back and think about how they have an effect on the grudge game.
Right.
Some people,
right.
Some people
and
are not going
to
really.
Anycut, I don't mean to dice in on you like that, man, but you know what? You said a mouthful right there, and that's the whole vision, man, to support people like yourself if they can get there. You know what I mean? It may be a financial bind or some type of difficult that the reason they can't make it. But however, we're just looking forward to people to network with one another to make sure that, you know, we're having a good turnout, man. You know what I mean? I didn't want to go into the negative aspect of this or why things turned out the way they did, because that's not what I'm focusing on, and I hope nobody else is focusing on that, because we need to move forward.
Well, there's nothing wrong with moving forward. That's perfect. That's what we all need to do. But what we got to do, we can't make the same mistakes in the past. We got to remember the past, and we got to remember those people. But we got to remember those people who are, we know for sure, everybody on this phone that's listening know the ones who are creating havoc in this grudge game. And that's why everybody is suffering. The whole grudge game is suffering because we let people cause problems to make it suffer.
Right.
You need to find a way to stop that.
Right.
Or let them go on that. You can't support somebody who's out there trying to tear the thing down.
Right.
And you know they turned it down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I have to say about the whole thing. I'm going to continue to do what I do as far as helping anybody on their show. I mean that's all I've ever done when it came to the grudge game. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's another thing right there, man. I think that all the promoters pretty much need to get together as they did a few years back. I don't know if you guys have had another meeting since then, the one that they had in Fayetteville, but that needs to be another meeting, man. That needs to be another meeting of the minds and try to get some of these things rectified, because there is some problems out there. And some of these promoters are scared to voice their opinion about some of the things that transpired, you know, within the grudge racing family, man. I'm not here to elaborate on it because I wasn't there, and I don't know pretty much in detail what the hell went on, but I think that it needs to be brought into a meeting and not publicized on this radio station, but a meeting needs to happen.
Yeah, but they didn't try two or three meetings. We done sat down one time in a room and said, look, everybody needs to get together and do this and do that. And you had people that were in that meeting that their whole alternative was to do something totally different. I mean,
exactly.
The problem is you can't control grown folks. You cannot control grown folks. But what can happen is you can let the fans know who's real. I can't say that no more. The problem is you're going to have some people that pull the wool over folks' eyes and continue to do it, and then they let it ride. You know, you got to stop letting it ride. You know, you can't let a fire burn in your house and you ain't got no damn fireplace. You just can't let it do it, because sooner or later your house is going to get burned down.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't want to go in that direction, man, because, like I said again, I was trying to look at things from a positive aspect, and I'm pretty sure some people are probably looking for me to go in that direction, and I just didn't want to go in that direction. But
I don't mind. I'll stop where I am. You know, I'm just saying, from my point of view, what I'm going to do, any race that I can go to, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people know, when I'm there, any race that needs to get off, if I need to help it get off, I do. If I need to be the DP man, I do. If I need to go down to make a call when nobody else will, I do that. How many times have you seen me calling 1-on-1 on somebody else's luck, and I ain't even got no money? So I'm just saying, I'm here to continue doing what I do for the grudge game, like I've been doing it from the very beginning. That's just it.
Right. Well, you know what? I hope many more think like you think, man, because, you know, again, I don't want to focus on that negative, man, but, you know, it's plenty of it out there. And you know, Dog made a good a good suggestion, man, at one point. You know, man, you definitely have to clean things up. Let me just put it that way. You have to clean things up before you start to try to build something or make something happen. You have to clean the slate, man. You know what I mean? You got to clean it and start fresh and trying to build a relationship. But I don't see it happening from the format that we was actually taking. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, hey, so Showtime. Showtime. Before you go any further, if you listen to what Andy Cutt just said, that's the bottom line. And like I said, that is the dirt in this game. The promoters was a goddamn got together like he just said, and like they was trying to do before. None of this discussion would have even been going on today because everything would have been okay.
It would. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're right. I wouldn't have never thought about doing this. I mean, you're absolutely right about that. But as I stated, you know, I didn't want to look at the negative aspect of it because I hear it all the time. But
see, because now when we come on there and just throw it out like we did today, it's a lot of people don't understand it because the majority of the people out here at Showtime are the fans. The fans don't know what the hell we talking about when we start getting, unless we get nasty with it, where they understand the controversy stuff. What Cut said, we all tried to come together, just like Mike said, and the promoters and everything. If all the promoters came together and honored their word, it wouldn't be no fucking problem nowhere.
It would be
horrible.
Well, you know what,
yeah.
Ed? I mean, I guess, I know you got a point. You know, you got a point. It's been this way for a few years, you know, trying to bring this thing together with people, man, and hoping that people support one another without all the bull crap going on. You know what I mean? But I think, and I'm going to just say this, and people are going to like it or not like it, but I just think that people need to be exposed, man, when it comes to that nonsense. You know, since we're going in that direction. They need to be exposed. They know who they are. You know what I mean? And we just need to put them out there. Need to put them out there. I mean, they're doing this to other promoters. The promoters doing this to other promoters. Not supporting them like they're supposed to support them. This is my whole reason for putting this together. How you going to pay a man not to go to another man's race? I'm just going to put it out there like that because now I'm going to tell
you. Well, see, Showtime, that's what you should have been brought it at. The way you brought it out at first, nobody could follow that. Now you finna try to bring it out the way it should have maybe been brought out the first time, or maybe it shouldn't have been you bringing it out.
But see, I didn't want to go in that direction. I just told you I wanted to keep it positive.
Since
you don't push me in a corner, I got to put it out because guess what? I don't give a shit what they think about me because nobody puts food on my table, pay my bills. Okay, so again, you got people out there paying other people for not showing up at other people's shows. That's nonsense. Okay, you got people out there promoting people on their flyer that ain't gonna be to the race. That kind of stuff. We need to draw this thing closer than what it is. Okay. You got people out there representing people at the race and not bringing the people that they need to bring to that race to make this person's race successful. That's bullshit. And then you expect to get paid at the end of the race. That's bullshit.
Showtime, you can't. Now you're going to change the whole thing around now, Showtime.
No. It's not changing the whole thing around. If you don't understand me, I hope you're understanding me now.
If you understand like that in the beginning, you would
have talking about
what
you're saying. Showtime, I still think it go back to, I mean, that's probably a lot of dirt that we probably won't never get resolved. But like I still think it go back to the bottom line is, if we still support one another like we did 2013, we start going in the right direction. I think if we just continue, I mean, shit, me, Cold Killer, Jay Bond, Wick. I mean, all of us seem to have been like, to me, the second half of 2013, everybody seemed to want to go support one another. And I just think, I mean, I don't give a shit if a man talks about me behind closed doors if he still goddamn, you know, long when it comes to business, you know, you keep him in the business. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to, you know, I mean, I just think it was getting better. And I mean, I don't know if we need to bag up. I think we're going in the right direction. I think we just
No. It's no sense of backing up. But you know, Endicott made some good points, and it just touched the nerve. You know what I mean? He's a man that, you know, he goes to everybody's races. But you know, hey, like I say, man, it is what it is, brother. You know, you got to keep it business-like, and, you know, that's the way that I am, man. I try to keep everything business-like when I'm doing business. You know what I mean? There's no friends in business. Of course, we know that. But, hey, here it is,
well,
man.
I mean,
you know?
Well, I mean, I think, I just, like I said, I think that, to me, honestly, I think one of the problems, too, is exposing a lot of negative to the public, that probably the public, that as well, is probably going to hurt some of these shows. You know, we talk about hip in the shows. Well, if we continue to publicize negative, who wants to be around it?
That's,
you know what I'm saying? So I mean, so like me and Dog ran into a negative situation. We didn't publicize like the other week. So we ain't make it public. I mean, there's some hints probably went around too, but I don't think it was made public. It didn't come out in no negative form. And I swear, I think in my opinion, I think it was handled the best way possible. It got resolved, and I mean, we moved forward. There ain't no animosity with nobody. And I mean, you ain't got 10, 20 more fans that saying, man, I don't want to be around that negative shit, and I ain't going to that race. You know, yada, yada, yada.
So, you know what? I support you on that. That's why I say again, man, I'm trying to keep it positive. But, you know, I don't want nobody to push me in the corner saying that they don't understand where I'm coming from. So to make it a very, very simple example, I did just that, try to make an example on why, you know, things need to come just a bit more closer than what it is. But, hey, man, point taken. I mean, if you think you're moving in the right direction, you know, and things are growing the way that they should be growing, then, hey, point taken.
I think it is, and I think, like you said, I think you got some ideas, and I brought it up too, as far as, like, you know, trying to get prepared for the banquet. I don't mind. Like I said, we designate a treasurer this year for 2014. If it's truck driver, whoever it may be, truck driver shouldn't have to come see me. If Marjorie come in, I got a big show. Truck driver shouldn't have to come find me or come call me and say, hey, Mike, you know, you gonna donate something for the banquet.
Right.
I should be willing to walk up to the truck driver and say, hey, man, here you $50, here you $100. Put that toward my bank, you know, my bank with mine for all the grudge raisers for this year. You know, I mean, that's the way it should be. You know, you can't make a man do it, but hope a man try to give something back.
Right.
You know?
Right. I agree.
Okay, well, we at an impasse, y'all. Just go ahead and knock this thing on down, man. Like I said, my throat, so I can't start no shit because I done wore out my voice. I'm about to try to save something for tomorrow. So if y'all ain't got nothing, I want to talk to Showtime about it. Showtime, go ahead and close this out, Showtime.
Oh, no, man. You know, I appreciate everyone that was listening, man. And I do like all the feedback, man. I take all constructive criticism, man, and put it in a format, man, and try to make a positive out of it. So with that being said, man, I thank everybody for listening, and hopefully we can make 2014 a better year of grudge racing.
Oh, don't worry, we will, Showtime. We will. It will be. It will be. But the race, the people who want to race, if they do, if they go in on the race, and the fans who want to come see it, there ain't going to be no problem.
Yes, sir.
All right, yes, we'll see y'all tomorrow, at the same time tomorrow. And I know y'all didn't get a chance to get your shit talking off today, but, hey, we'll catch up tomorrow, y'all. Thank y'all for coming on. Showtime, we'll holler.
All right, man.